Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Well, welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Pat Randall. Even though today's message that I'm sharing is something I recorded in 2019, but and it's entitled, Why is the Church Afraid? And I saw that in our current environment, that we are being driven by this spirit of fear. And it's being used on, actually, when it comes to politics, it's being used on both sides. You know, they're trying to, you know, make us afraid of what one side is going to create within the U.S. Just, actually, I don't even want to repeat some of the crazy stuff that I've been hearing, but I felt the need to hear it because why should I be afraid? Why should I be afraid when I know the Lord God whom I serve and His perfect love for me drives out the fear that is trying to creep in during this time? I'm hearing fearful messages being blasted out by church leaders and so-called prophets and passes, and I'm hearing fear messages in politics. I mean, it's all around us to make us afraid, but we should be the ones who have actually recognized that it's Christ in me is the hope of glory, that I am no longer a slave to sin, because of the spirit that lives on the inside of me, that leads and directs me. But if you're unaware of that, if you haven't really connected with the kingdom of God that resides on the inside of you, and you've spent your life reading scriptures and reacting to things outside of yourself, you get pulled. It makes you vulnerable. So you get pulled into that fearful perspective. I listened to a guy just today, a well-known, I won't call out his name because it's not necessary. And he was talking about how we need to use fear to stir people into action. And he quoted an evangelist who has gone home to be with the Lord, who is well known. And because of what was going on, the threats that were happening with nuclear proliferation, that he was talking about with the wars that are coming and possibly nuclear wars, that if it hits the United States, do you know where you'll go when it's destroyed? When the United States is destroyed by a nuclear war and we all die. And he was saying that a lot of people got saved. And they got saved because of fear. Now, in the scriptures, it tells us that it's the love of God that leads us to repentance. But now we're hearing another message saying that it's fear that leads to people getting saved. That you can use fear as a technique for salvation. And I would like to question, like, how many people are still walking in salvation who were saved by fear being presented to them, making them scared and scared them into salvation? How does that make for a love relationship? Like, if you're afraid of someone, is that going to cause you to be in love with that person who's causing this fear? I'm going to stop right there because I don't want this little comment that I'm adding into this previously recorded broadcast to go any longer than this. But anyway, just think about it. Think about it as you listen to today's message. Love you. God bless. Here we are, another Thursday, and I am about to share another message that was recorded in 2019, and it is entitled, Why is the Church Afraid? And I think it is a message that is still timely. And we need to be reminded constantly of what our perspective needs to be. Because the God that we belong to is so much greater than what we could ever imagine. And I did a series about that was entitled God in a Box, and how we so often put God in this box, that this definition that we have of God and this perspective that we have about God is so small that it can be put in a box. But we know in reality, God cannot be put in a box, because he is in all and he is through all. He is life itself. And he is where we live, move, and have our being. But too often, we are being taught in the church to be fearful, that we are taking part in the spirit of fear that has been released in the earth. And we know that God did not give us a spirit of fear. So where did the spirit of fear come from? It came from out of the darkness. It came from our only enemy, Satan. And Satan wants us to focus on each other, to demonize one another. And he's in the shadows, manipulating people and speaking darkness into their ears, causing them to fear and to tremble. But too often, the church is given access to this darkness by teaching fear. The church of the living God, has nothing to fear. We are fully equipped with every spiritual blessing that is necessary for us to be able to stand in this time. And we knew this time was coming. It was foretold. Because as this world begins to fade away and break apart, what we're seeing, it is in its death throes. It is thrashing because it was never meant to survive. It cannot survive because it is not of God. It is of man. Through the generations, we have seen people who were courageous and heard from the Spirit of God and who stepped out and put themselves in danger to speak about injustices, to speak about hatred and division, because they knew their purpose in that particular season. And here we are again. The church cannot stay quiet. But first we must heal ourselves. And when I say that, I really mean that what we need to recognize is that before we can remove a splinter out of anyone's eye, we must first, the body of Christ must first remove that log that is blinding us to the truth, causing us to be fearful that we're looking for our solutions through the government and through politics, through political parties, that they have the answer for our lives. And what we see is that it is creating even more of a mess. The division within the church has to be healed. If we are followers of Christ, and if we are being transformed here in this earth into the very image of Christ, then we have to let go of fear. We need to grab hold onto the words of Christ Jesus, onto the life that he exemplified. He didn't fear about being criticized because of the people that he reached out to help. They labeled him all kinds of things. They called him a servant of the devil. They described him as being someone who was evil because he indiscriminately loved people. He loved them no matter where they were or what they were doing. He loved them. God so loved. I am in prayer that we can let go of trying to correct the world through these issues that we have chosen. Not that God has chosen them, but we have chosen them. I call them issues because it only represents a part of the problem. We think that our country will be better once we overturn the Roe v. Wade, when the foundation of our country has built in it murdering and slaughtering and abuse of people. It's in the foundation of this country. We choose to ignore it and choose an issue that will distract us from looking at the fact that we've been participating in a darkness rather than the light. Love is light. Hate, division, discrimination, exclusion is of the darkness. And if that darkness is within you, it's a great darkness, and you're unable to see. But what is impossible to man is possible with God. Therefore, I have hope, and I believe that God has already moved on the hearts of certain people. There's always a remnant, and he's moving on the hearts of certain people that have been chosen for this particular season to release the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. This podcast that from 2019, I think it was a three-part message on why are we afraid. And this is really like a remix because I'm only sharing a segment. I'm not sharing the full recording from this first episode, but I've chosen a particular part of that message to amplify this week, as well as sharing and encouraging you that we cannot allow the devil to win this battle. We know what he's about. Praise God. Be blessed. And on Friday, we've got Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed by that broadcast. And also, remember from time to time to tune in on some of the other broadcasts. We've got broadcasts coming on just about every night of the week. Monday through Friday, there's a broadcast. And then we have our monthly broadcast. And there are some really beautiful and powerful words that are going forth. But we've got to also, as the body, to get beyond just thinking about our personal lives and what we need to overcome and how we need to be blessed. And we need to understand that we need to move as a body connected. Because if a part of the body is suffering, then it's definitely going to impact the rest of the body. And that's the truth of the matter. It's a time to start to think about connecting, being in relationship with one another, and loving one another. God bless you. Today, I am going to be speaking from the title, Why is the Church Afraid? This was a question that I've been looking at based on how I'm seeing the church react in this particular season, with all that is going on in the world, and especially what's going on in our country, the United States. Since I'm here in living in the United States, I'm going to speak a lot about what is going on in this country, but there are things going on around the world. There is this spirit of chaos and this spirit of fear and this spirit of division and hatred. All of this stuff is moving through the earth, trying to blind us from seeing the reality that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. So that is one of the reasons I am trailing behind this question and looking through the scriptures and just asking the Holy Spirit to just reveal to me what I can not only take in for myself, because the transformation process is ongoing. It should be happening every day in our lives. We should be repenting every day in our lives. Our thoughts should be changing, and we should be becoming more and more Christ-like and thinking more and more Christ-like thoughts. Amen? So my scripture for today is 2 Timothy. It's coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And we've heard this scripture many a times, but just because we heard it, it doesn't mean that we have become this scripture, that we are actually living out of this truth, that this truth has made us free. So the verse says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Some translations say a sound mind or a disciplined mind. The atmosphere in the world is designed to keep us bound by what happens to us and what happens around us. I'll say that again. The atmosphere of this world is designed to keep us bound by what happens to us and what happens around us. But it's a false reality that we are born into that blinds us from seeing the truth that came down in the person of Jesus to set the captives free. God himself entered into our world, taking on the form of man, became the Son of Man, acting as that perfect sacrifice for sin. And he broke the curse of sickness and death in our lives
through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. The world system is crashing around us. And the things that we hear and see is enough to cause us to be shaken. And some of us need to be shaken. Maybe all of us need to be shaken so that what remains is what is unshakable, because we are carrying things that are the product of this world's thinking and reasoning that is leaving us unstable in our faith. We become a part of this unrest and this struggle in the world. And we become like the people of this world, looking for answers outside of God. It's so easy to be tricked into thinking that you're looking for answers in God, because you're doing all the things that we say are godly. You know, we're going to church, we're serving church, we're praying, you know, we're doing all the things. We may fast, we may do all these things that will mask over these doings. Okay, these godly doings that lack power, because we are actually doing it outside of God. And we're not understanding that that is what we are actually doing. So this is a time of awakening. You know, I did a series about wake up and stay woke. But this is a time for us to wake up. Wake up. We have heard messages that have actually lulled us into a place of complacency, because they actually lack the power of real truth, the truth that transforms us, the truth that makes us free. That the source of the evil that we see is from one enemy, and that enemy is Satan. So looking at what's going on in our country right now, so what we see going on, what I see going on, is a loss of control of emotions. I mean, emotions are riding high right now in this country. We find disorder, we find disobedience, we find division, we find fear, we find hate and anger. And it doesn't matter what our Constitution says or how many laws and policies are written or rewritten, it does not change the hearts of men. What is truly in a man's heart will always become evident. What is truly in a man's heart, it will always, eventually, he can hide it for a moment, but eventually it will become evident. What has been hidden will be revealed. What I am seeing is the church is losing because we keep trying to save ourselves. This is what the scripture has to say about it. And I chose this verse from Luke, and I also got the same verse, very similar verse, out of Matthew. And this is Jesus speaking. In Luke, it says, if you grasp and cling to life on your own terms, you'll lose it. But if you let that life go, you'll get life on God's terms. And Matthew 10:38 and 39 says this, And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Now, Jesus also spoke of the fact that we're going to have trials and tribulations. It's something that we will have to face, that things are going to happen. Some things are unexpected. Trials and tribulations. But will we allow those trials and tribulations to stop us from following Christ, or are we going to pick up our cross and follow after him? And no matter what we go through, no matter if it's persecution or prosecution, whatever it is, that we are going to follow after him, that we will not lose faith in who he is and what he has done for us. He laid down his life so that we would have life. Let me just read this, the one from Luke again, because I took this verse out of the Message Bible. If you grasp and cling to life on your terms, you'll lose it. But if you let that life go, you'll get life on God's terms. And a lot of times, what failure is us trying to cling on to life on our own terms. We won't let go of how we perceive our life should go.